One of the hardest hit communities is Kipnuk, a village that sits in the heart of Alaska's Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Last week, tribal administrator Tristan Carl made the tough decision to mass evacuate his friends and family. Now he says they have several needs, including housing, clothing, and transportation, as well as access to foods that aren't found in conventional grocery stores.
I know we're going to be missing some our subsistence food. Hopefully some locals will be able to drop some off or even invite some families for some. And that's how we lived off for many, many, many centuries.
James Amick is also from Kipnuk. He, his friends, and family are still reeling from the storm.
It's going to be in our minds for a while, you know. But the way I think we can get through that is if we talk like to our behavioral health and just get everything off of our mind, I think that would help us.
Alaska's governor declared a state disaster and has requested a federal disaster declaration from the Trump administration. Alaska's congressional delegation has also penned a letter to the president in support of a federal disaster declaration. In Anchorage, I'm Emily Schwing.